It's the Forces Station BFBS, and today I'm joined by Lieutenant Colonel Peter Rowell, who's the commanding officer of 3-2 Engineer Regiment. It's 1st Division's 4th Clean Fits and Health Week, and maybe we could start, Colonel, with just reminding us what it's all about.
Andy, every 3 months across the entire division, there's a special focus on health education for all our servicemen, highlighting why we need to be clean from drugs, why we need to keep fighting fit, and the main purpose of that is so that we can maintain the warrior ethos of the division and keep healthy, both physically and mentally.
So what's exactly planned for this week?
Well, the focus for this particular week is going to be on drugs and on the ongoing no-notice testing across the division. There's also the Stoptober launch on the 1st of October to help those who want to quit smoking. There's a day on sexual health that's going to let all our people know how they can access a free daily clinic in Bielefeld or in Hona. And there's also a special spotlight on social media. And that's quite important because we need to highlight what's acceptable and what's not in that ever-growing forum.
Today we're looking at drugs, steroids and supplements education, which I understand you're quite passionate about.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking drugs is quite clearly not compatible with service life. And anyone who is caught is going to be kicked out of Germany and the army probably as quick as 48 hours. And the process for getting rid of drugs cheats is very straightforward and the rules are very clear. Across Germany, there's an ongoing programme of no-notice testing, and that's now taking place during the week and at weekends. And it's not just confined to barracks. I've heard about the CDT team visiting units on the ranges, and while they're on exercise. So there's no place for drug cheats to hide.
3-2 Engineer Regiment recently held their big health fair in Hona. Perhaps you could just tell me a little bit about it and how it went.
It was a great success, Andy. The aim of it was to inform the whole regiment about choices they can make with regards to health and fitness and to focus on 5 aspects. The first being fitness and building that into our daily routine. The second one about eating healthily and making choices that are wise in respect to that. The third one is about stopping or reducing smoking, and we've got the Stoptober campaign coming up, which we'll be taking part in. The fourth one is about drinking responsibly and moderately. And then the fifth one is really a focus on understanding why drug and substance misuse is incompatible with army life. And we had a presentation from the Galahad team who spoke about the long-term problems associated with taking steroids and drug misuse. And Dave, who gave that presentation, was huge. Hugely powerful, really persuasive, particularly because he came at it from a personal perspective and was happy to share his experiences. And the impact that that had was enormous. Really helpful.
Let's just hear a little bit from David.
I deliver what's known as the steroid and supplement brief. I was a user. I have suffered health issues because of my use. There is no safe steroid, and it will cause you problems. And from a military point of view, it is definitely a liability. I mean, no serving soldier needs to take steroids. The real reason they take them is vanity. Now, is their life or their colleagues' lives and their careers worth looking good in a T-shirt?
David Crossland from Galahad. So what's your advice to soldiers who think it's okay to take cocaine, as it will be out of their system within a few days?
Well, I would clearly say don't do it, because the army will not tolerate drug cheats. And as I've mentioned previously, these drug tests are becoming more random and catching people at points that they previously thought were safe. But the important thing is that anyone who takes drugs is not being professional. They are cheating on their mates. They are not abiding by the values and standards of the army. And that lifestyle choice is incompatible with the demands that are required of us as professional soldiers.
Colonel Rowell, commanding officer of 3-2 Engineer Regiment, thanks very much for talking to us on BFBS.
Thank you, Andy.